Well, it's time for another pop-up story from our last event at Valley Court Park, East Lansing, where the theme was The Call to the Wild. Storyteller Mark Sunderman shared about a time he and his family went on a trip and things didn't go so well. And a warning, the story does get a little graphic.
I blame Joe Pesci for the situation I found myself in standing on the banks of the Blackfoot River in Montana. If you don't know where Montana is, look it up in the dictionary under nature. It's a great picture. Because I was staring up at this ravine that I had to get up, and I looked down at my lifeless right foot and wondered, how in the world am I ever getting out of here? Now, it was the summer of 1997, and that summer there was a particular commercial that came out, and it was a Lexus commercial, and Joe Pesci was the voice of the Brooklyn Bridge. And the earworm that had migrated into my brain was him saying, Joe Pesci, you want a piece of me? Huh? And that's what I said to the Blackfoot River earlier that morning as I was standing knee-deep and my father was getting our rafts together for the two-hour drift that we were going to do. I was saying to the river, you want a piece of me, huh? And I smacked it. My dad says, son, that's not a very good idea. Why? You're upsetting the river spirits, I can tell. It's not cool. River spirits, you want a piece of me? I smacked it again. He decided that he didn't want to have any business with the river spirit guy messing things up. So he and his wife got in the one raft, and my brother-in-law and my sister and I got in the other raft, and we started our two-hour drift. Now, you can't be in Montana in the Blackfoot River without a fly rod, which my father and I both had. And about 40 minutes in, we find this perfect spot. There are two flat-top rocks just a few inches from the bank. There's all these deep eddies and pools filled with monster trout. My father says, should we? And I said, yes. We pulled over. And as we were walking up or back downstream to the two rocks, I said, Dad, you take this one and I'll take that one. And as I was stepping from the riverbank onto the rock, I remember saying, yo, trout, you want a piece of me? And that's when I started to fall backwards. My Tevis sandal had pushed that moss away from there and had created a perfect suction. There was 200 plus pounds of dude falling down and backwards, and that leg wasn't going to move. And I also remembered that there were several large rocks behind me, so I turned very quickly to the left as I fell backwards, and I felt something smack, and I rolled into the water. It wasn't too deep. That was okay. But I knew something was seriously, seriously wrong with my leg. And I pulled my leg out of the river, and all I saw was my skin stretched over the bottom part of my leg. There's no foot. Where's my foot? I turned my leg like this, and there it was. I had broken my fibula. Now, there are probably 100 people in this world that I'd rather have an emergency. My dad is not one of them. And the look of panic on his face at that moment in time reminded me of that situation. But two angels descended from heaven and put hands on his shoulders. And this look of calm overcame him. And he took that knotted calf of mine with all the muscles all pulled over in the wrong direction very gently. And he just touched my foot and it went right back into place. And I remember my brother-in-law saying, oh, yes, everything's going to be okay now. Meanwhile, my sister had done the greatest Mike Phelps impersonation across the Blackfoot River and scurried up that ravine and landed on a car. My brother's dying. Please help us. So there I was, father on one side, brother-in-law on the other. 2.5 hours later, we made it out of that ravine, and I had to step on that busted leg 3 different times. And I will tell you, it's like stepping in lava. Now, it's Joe Pesci's fault, but there are a few other things that I learned as a result of the 6 months of rehabilitation and 2 surgeries later. 1. Physical therapists make you do really funny exercises that move muscles you never even knew existed. 2. the accessibility options for somebody who is got some mobility issues in 1997 were not very good and still are not today. And the third thing that I learned as a result of my call of the wild was don't ever dare the river to take you out because she will not hesitate to do so. Thank you.
Remember, our next Pop-Up Stories event is this Wednesday, the 31st, 6 p.m. Join us at Red Cedar Spirits, Merritt Road, East Lansing. The theme is The Heat Is On. There is limited space at the venue, so be sure to reserve a spot. You can find the link to reserve your spot on our Facebook event page, Pop-Up Stories, The Heat Is On. We hope to see you there.